production of measured quantities. The process begins with the taking off, and this of course is done using standard method of measurement rules, which cover the methodology that has to be used for measuring items, and also which items have to be measured. For further information on this, you can of course take a look at the standard method of measurement, but as an example, the measurement of brickwork is done on a centerline basis, and labours are generally deemed to be included, so you don't have to measure those separately. The quantity surveyor will, of course, write down dimensions for the various items of measured work, along with descriptions, which will cover the SMM description and also the specification of the item. As part of the process, where they've had to derive dimensions rather than read them straight off the drawing, they will have done side casts. Once the measurement process itself is complete, we then progress to working up. Now, the first stage in the working up process is to check the arithmetic of the side casts, and if any errors are found, then the dimensions are returned to the QS so the dims can be corrected. Assuming that the side casts are all found to be accurate, then the next stage is to square the dimensions themselves. This is simply a matter of multiplying the figures together and then summing them up. The next stage is to check the squaring. This would normally be done by somebody other than the person who actually did the first squaring. And the stage after that is to abstract the quantities. Now, abstracting is a more specialized job than squaring, which is purely an arithmetic exercise. So abstracting would be normally done either by the QS themselves or traditionally by a specialized worker up. The abstracting process consists of using special abstracting paper and writing down the descriptions, still in abbreviated form, with the squared totals of the quantities underneath. By this means, where you've got items of measured work which occur in several different places in the takeoff, then the squared figures for those items are all brought together. Also, the abstracting process consists of sorting the items as near as we can get it into the correct order for the BQ. So it's a two-stage thing, pulling the like items together and sorting it roughly into bill order. Once the abstracting's been done, then the abstracting needs to be checked back against the original takeoff to ensure that it's correct. Once it's been established that the abstract is correct, then the draft BQ could be written from it, and in this instance, full descriptions are used, rather than the abbreviated ones which have been used to date. Once the draft BQ has been written from the abstract, then the draft BQ is checked back against it, and once it's been found to be correct, then the actual BQ itself can be typed from the abstract. This needs to be done by somebody who knows what they're doing, because it's necessary to put in the page headers and footers, and also ensure that the headings to the actual items in the BQ themselves are correctly repeated over pages if that needs to be done. Once the BQ has been typed, then the BQ needs to be checked back against the draft to ensure that there are no errors or omissions. And once that's been done, then the BQ is given a final look-through by a partner in the practice, looking for major errors, and then it can be photocopied, ready for issue. Now, all this is a pretty tedious process, involving a lot of checking and an awful lot of labour. Nowadays, of course, the whole thing is done using a computer, and that means that the abstract can be produced automatically, the BQ can be produced automatically, and the whole process is vastly speeded up. The disadvantage, however, is that it's possible to go from the original takeoff straight to the BQ with very little check on what's actually happened along the way, and therefore the taker off needs to be that much more careful that what they're doing is in fact absolutely correct, because if it isn't, there is more chance of errors creeping through into the BQ. It's also worth mentioning that even with computerized systems, an abstract is still produced, and although it may not necessarily be printed until it's needed, it's an extremely useful document as it provides a roadmap of the takeoff itself, in that you can see which dimension items actually go to make up which items in the BQ, and therefore it's possible to, if you need to, go backwards to find out why something is possibly incorrect, or alternatively trace a change. The abstract is also invaluable post-contract when you're doing valuations, when you really do need to know what actually went into the makeup in a particular BQ item.